Chapter 8. In space ahead floated a distant cluster of fiery whorls, each about the size of a finger ring and rapidly growing larger as the Eternal Crusader approached. With the edges of every whorl just touching the edges of those adjacent, the cluster was too uniformly dense to be natural. Yet with a diameter of more than 1 billion kilometers, it was too immense to be anything but natural. Around the middle of the strange formation, resembling a belt around a big belly, ran a line of larger, brighter whorls. In the middle of this belt, one pair hung close, connected by the distinctive curved accretion bars of a tiny binary system. The binary was the sole imperfection in the homogeneous formation. It had drifted out of place and seemed to be in danger of crashing into several of its neighbors. On the side opposite the impending collision, a small crescent of darkness had opened between it and the adjacent whorls, and through this crescent, burning deep inside a hollow shell of darkness, Vestara Kai could see the hot blue ember of a distant star. Vestara's master, Lady Olaris Rhea, pointed toward the dark crescent.
There.
A pale blonde woman with pale blue eyes, Lady Rhea had a regal, lithe frame and an austere beauty as imposing as it was striking. Her manner tended to vacillate between self-assured and arrogant. Not that she cared what Vestara or anyone else thought of her. She was the Sith Lord of Kesh, and it was others who needed to worry about what she thought of them.
"Do you see?" she demanded. "That must be where Ship went."
"Yes, Lady Rhea. I'll see if he's there now."
Vestara did not say she would try to locate Ship, nor did she ask if she should. Sith apprentices did not try, and they did not ask permission before acting. They were expected to know what their masters required of them and then do it. If they failed in either regard, they suffered for it. And if they failed too often, their suffering ended. Permanently. Vestara focused her attention on the dark crescent, then reached out in the Force and sensed a murky, tireless presence that she immediately recognized as Ship. He seemed surprised to feel her touch, yet this time he did not flinch or try to hide, as he had so many times before. He simply allowed her to maintain contact and feel his joy, as though he had passed beyond the Lost Tribe's reach and no longer feared being taken back to Kesh. And perhaps that was so. Vestara felt another presence deep in the crevice beyond, even more ancient and alien than Ship himself. This new presence was filled with the hunger and longing of the dark side, and powerful beyond comprehension. Though Ship had never actually spoken to her across such great distances, she could sense that he wanted her to understand his connection to this strange presence. Ship was a creature of service. When a being of strong will commanded him, obeying became his greatest joy, his only joy. Ship could no more disobey than Vestara could stop breathing. Vestara understood. She had felt the ancient presence reach out to Kesh, the same as Ship had, the same as the entire tribe had. But Ship should have waited for Lord Vol to assign a pilot before leaving. The Sith had created Ship, and his duty was to the Sith. Therefore, Ship would return to the Eternal Crusader and accept Vestara as his pilot, and they would all proceed together. Ship's amusement was unmistakable. He had a special relationship with Vestara. She had been the first Tyro he had found back on Kesh, and her presence had always burned more brightly for him than the others. But did she truly believe herself strong enough to command Ship now? Was she fool enough to think she could match wills with one as ancient and dark as the Maw itself? Then Ship's presence was gone. Vestara continued to stare out at the dark crescent, expelling her anger with a calming trick she had learned from her father, a condemning curse, followed by a promise to herself that she was not forgoing retribution, just giving it time to grow. By fleeing again, Ship was putting her in a delicate position with her master, Lady Rhea, one dangerously close to failure. Of course, part of Vestara's anger came from the knowledge that she had overreached her abilities. She had hoped to impress Lady Rhea and the other Sith by commanding Ship to return to the Eternal Crusader. But she had been mistaken to think she could match wills with the ancient presence that had reached out to them on Kesh. And Vistara did not allow herself to make mistakes. Mistakes got apprentices killed. Worse, they prevented Sith apprentices from advancing to Sith sabers. After a moment, Lady Rhea said,
"Lost it again."
It was a statement, not a question, and there was disappointment in her voice.
"Ship continues to toy with you."
Vistara was quick to shake her head. She did not like to disappoint her master, especially when it was because she had made a mistake, and this time she saw no need.
"Ship is going, well, inside."
She pointed toward the dark crescent.
"Through there."
Lady Rhea raised a thin eyebrow.
"You know this how?"
"I feel it,"
Vistara explained.
"Whatever called Ship away from Kesh is hiding in there."
Lady Rhea narrowed her eyes and studied the crescent for a moment, then said,
"Ship has been allowing you to find it."
"That's how it feels,"
Vistara confirmed. She would not have dared to contradict Lady Rhea even if it hadn't been so.